Hey, Scott Hamilton is joining us. His book is called Finish First, Winning Changes Everything. And it's talking about competition. Now, competition, it's good. It's good for you. You got to have it. By the way, side note, who wants to be Scott Hamilton's son on the ice?
Like having to live up to that.
Oh, my gosh. He plays hockey, right, Scott?
Yeah, he plays hockey, and it's fun. You know, he enjoys it. He was figure skating for a while, and I was like, oh, no, he's going to have to hear about me every single day. But in hockey, you know, he's just the kid out there, you know, roughing it up and shooting and skating, and he loves it. He's really become almost obsessed with it.
Does your son ever, I mean, obviously you won an Olympic gold in 84. Does your son ever say, you know, Dad, how many times did you lose?
Well, I talk to him about it all the time, you know, because he's, I don't like losing. I go, that's how you get better. You know, you use that. You use those feelings and those emotions that you don't like to fuel, you know, you getting better. And it's like all those days that you don't feel like showing up, you know, the guy that you're trying to beat is actually there doing the work. So, maybe you better change your mind, you know. So I take all the stuff that I've learned and I try to instill it in my kids and hopefully, you know, they hear it. But, you know, I mean, my goodness.
So how is it that youth athletics is so hard right now, and it's so competitive, and there's so much pressure we put on them? Where's that point where you have to go, because you just keep getting beat over and over and over and over? It leads to giving up and just go like, why am I doing this? This isn't for me. How do you tell someone, hey, don't give up? There's a line there.
Well, I think the line, for some, you know, it's like I tell people, okay, if I wanted to be, here's my new goal. I'm going to be in the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, doing
let's
what?
Look at my skill sets. Let's look at my, you
point
know,
guard.
Physicality. Let's look at a lot of things. Okay, that's probably not going to happen. But then again, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's probably not going to do a backflip on ice skates. Okay, so, you know, we all have our own list of skill sets. We all have our own list of qualities and things that we naturally gravitate towards, that we enjoy, that we can, you know, pick up and that, you know, really kind of appeal to us. Those are the things that, you know, we need to go after. And if it's this constant, endless, you know, drudgery of failure after failure after failure without any moving forward, then I say either you're not approaching it the right way, or you need to be looking at something else that more appeals to your natural skill set.
Yeah.
You know, it all matters, but, you know, we all look at that as, like, I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to be in a situation where it's all work, hard work, drudgery, and it's, like, not that at all. It's just, honestly, commitment and repetition. And once you commit to something and you repeat it with intention and with integrity every day, my goodness, what shows up is a you never could have even imagined.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the book is called Finish First, Winning Changes Everything, Scott Hamilton. Scott, thanks so much for the time, man, and wish
the
best.
And the motivation. That's so good to know.
We needed that.
Every time we screw up, it just makes us better.
That's right. Thank you, Scott.
Well, I just hope the book gets in the right hands, and honestly, I love it. It's probably the best thing I've ever done, and I really appreciate you guys helping me promote it.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Scott Hamilton, everyone. Thanks, man.
Thank you.